We're on Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. We're up to page 289. The title of the Simon is Shekol Kavanasov Yehula Yehula Shem Shemayim. Okay, that is really the title. Why it's over here, we'll see in a moment, because really, as all of Chelek Aleph and Beis really goes in order of the day after waking up in the morning, we've gone to the Tefillahs, and we went to Tefillah Shacharis, and then we went to Tachnun, and then we got the Kriyas Torah, and all of the Melchus Beis Knesses, and then we got the Melchus Brachos, which we do all day long. Okay, now we're about to get to the Tefillah Semincha, which is Simin Reish Lamed Bet. Some people want to take a nap before Tefillah Semincha, and therefore that's really how the Simin discusses over here, whether it is mutter or not, to take an afternoon schnooze. Okay, that is going to be, that's the beginning of the Simin, and then we get into what everything else is really connected to this Simin. Says the Mechaber over here, okay? As I say, just a little disclaimer over here. It's going to be a little bit of an intense simon, and I believe everything, as we'll see for another, is very, very much halach l'maisa. But even if we're not on that level yet, it doesn't mean that we don't have to know what we're trying to strive for until 120, even though we're 20, age 20, maybe we're not at that level yet. But hopefully this is giving us a barometer of where to strive to try and get to. So here we go, Simon Reish Lamed Aleph. If you cannot learn without taking a nap in the afternoon, then one should go ahead and take a nap. Okay? Ukishener mishnato. When one wakes up from this nap, okay, a lot of people ask about Moda'ani. Moda'ani can say whatever you want to say. If you want to say Moda'ani, say Moda'ani. Generally, we say Moda'ani only when we wake up in the morning after nighttime sleep. But over here, it's Kishnemi Shato, Ain Sarich Levarach Elokai Neshama, even though some say you'd say Elokai Neshama because he's returning us to Neshama again, even when we take a nap. Nevertheless, there are those who say we don't say Elokai, we say Elokai Neshama only once a day when we wake up from our nighttime sleep. There are those who say that before going to sleep, you say the paragraph Vayinom, like we say on Motzei Shabbos. Vayinom is known to keep away the mazikin, whatever that means, to keep away the mazikin. Dafka, they also say this paragraph when someone is on his deathbed. Also, Vayinom is one of those things that you also say the same reason to keep away from the mazikin. But even over here, the Achronim don't necessarily agree over here with the Ramah to say Vayinom when you take an afternoon nap. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He brings down Mishum Sakanas Mazikin, because of these Mazikin, whatever that means. That's why we say it. The Katalavush ain't no Agin Kane. The Minig is not like that. So it seems like the Mishnah Berurah says that we would not even say Vayinoam when you go ahead and take a nap. Okay? And therefore, there's not really anything to go ahead and say before taking a nap. Now, then the Mechaber says, Ubilvachli Yarichba. You can take a nap, but not too long of a nap. She'asr lishon bayom yoter mishnas asus shun shisen nish. Okay, because it's usr to take a nap longer than the time it takes for 30 horse press. Okay, that is, at most, is 30 minutes. Okay, at most is 30 minutes. So this year, those who have gone through Chelek Alpha also, this year should remind them something about David HaMelech back in Simen Dalet. Simen Dalet discusses also, it says David HaMelech would never take a nap more than Shisha Nishmin. Okay, it's a machlokas, that means even during the nighttime David HaMelech never slept for more than this or not. But it seems like over there it's a midas chasidus, it's like a nice thing. But over here it seems like this is for everyone. So what's going on over here? We can't take a nap. So the Mishnah Berurah already hints to it over here. The Mishnah Berurah over here in Sivkat and Dalad says, Ayin Elbasim and Dalad Siv Tazayin. That's the din over there by David HaMelech. Masha Katab, the Mishnah Berurah B'Shem HaMachasis HaShekel. So over there, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, right, it's the same Machasis HaShekel. Over there, it's in Sivkat and Lamed Vav. In Simen Dalet, it's apparent over there already that the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to look at everything. That's really what's going to be about the Simen. Why is a person taking a nap? If the person stayed up, I don't know, he was up learning till 3 o'clock in the morning, and therefore he only got a couple hours sleep before Shachas, and therefore in order to go ahead and learn afternoon Seder, okay, and therefore he's going to have to take a long nap. So for sure, this Kavanah is L'Shem Shemayim. For sure, he could take even a longer nap. That's how he's built. If he's doing it L'Shem Shemayim, even a longer nap will be permissible, and therefore you don't have to worry so much. It's only over here just to take a nap, just because you want a pleasure, like a nice long nap, because even though you don't really need it, that's what's problematic over there. You should not do it longer than a half an hour. And that's what the Mechaber goes on and says. V'af b'zah ma'at. Even if you're only taking a short nap, kavachomer, if you're taking a long nap, lo tiei kavana saluhana skufo. We don't have kavana that I want to do it because I want to feel good. My body should feel good at all times. I take a nap. I go to sleep. Why? In order to strengthen my body for Avodas Hashem. In order that my body should be strong. And not falling asleep during morning Seder. That I'm not falling asleep during the day. I have my mind clear that I can go ahead and learn. If that's why you're taking a nap, then it's a gewaltic thing. If you're doing it because I just like the feeling when my head hits that pillow. And therefore, I just want to be in bed as long as possible. I don't want to get out of that bed. Then that's going to be problematic, and that's the bottom line over here in the Sinai. V'chein. He goes on and then talks like this. That springboards us to all other types of anah. One anah is to sleeping. Some people like to sleep. Some people like to eat. Some people like all the different types of anahs. Any anah that we're going to get in Olam Hazeh, your kavana should be done. I want to get this anah, l'shein shemai. This does not mean that we pull ourselves from Olam Hazeh and we don't allow to get any anah. No, we got to know. We eat because we want to strengthen our body. For Avodas Hashem, we sleep because we want to get a strength thereby. For the Shein Shemayim. The same thing when one is exercising, playing basketball, whatever it might be that he does, he's doing it in order to strengthen himself, to clear his mind, and that he's strong, and that he's healthy. All these things are all pointing in the direction in order that I could serve Hashem better. And therefore, if he's going to do it for this purpose of serving Hashem better, therefore it becomes a, so they're like a mitzvah, then it's kavanas al Shein Shemayim. There are rabbeim who claim, I've heard this before, even some, maybe there are yeshivas, that said that there's things that are mutter, the things that are usser, and then there's gray areas, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't really look at those things, whatever you do is fine. That is simply not true, that's not what Siman Reish Lamed Aleph is teaching us. There's mutter and usser. It happens to be there's things that are clearly mutter, and there's things that are clearly usser. Okay, there is a gray area, but that gray area all tells us that it depends on how you use this gray area. If you're using it for your Avodas Hashem in a positive way, then that gray area gets dragged into mitzvah, into positive things. If that gray area is used shelo l'shem shemayim, just for your own hana, just for your own pleasures, and has nothing to do with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, has nothing to do with your Avodas Hashem, so it's dragged into the negative column, that's going to be a negative. That's clear as we read through the Mechaber in our Siman. Any type of pleasure in this world, he should not have kavana for, except for the fact that I want to serve Hashem. With all your ways you should know Hashem. That means every step we take. Okay, every time we breathe, everything that we do in our life, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all those. It doesn't mean your mitzvah should be L'Shem Shemayim. Kol Masecha, you L'Shem Shemayim. Shafilu Dvarim Shal Rishus. Even Dvarim Shal Rishus, even things that are not necessarily mitzvah, those things should be done L'Shem Shemayim. So that's clear, this gray area should be done L'Shem Shemayim. So over here, so one might tie in over here, okay, this is nice, this is a very, very high level. I'm never going to get, I don't want, this is not for me, this is for the tzaddik. Look at Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevinzal. Says over here the following. Yeshus Moreno Rav. Zimra Masl Koma Asecha. He says, Maran Rabbeinu Yosef Karo Haya Chosid Shibi Yisrael. Maran Rabbeinu Yosef Karo was the Chosid Shibi Yisrael. Vekata B'Shulchan Aruch Dvarim Shemim Midas Chasidish Shemekor Me'azor. There are certain things in Shulchan Aruch that are brought down, that they are from the Zohar, and those are extra things. Okay, those are things that are mid, those are considered midas chasidus, not maker din. Kegon chelik midin etilas yadayim, like we've learned in the past, din in etilas yadayim. There are a lot of things from the Zohar that not necessarily that every single person has to take upon us. Those are midas chasidus. Aval simin zehu medina. However, this simin over here, this is maker din. The kol echad tsarich lekaimet kol simin, and every person has to try and fulfill the whole simin pshutiko mashmo. Din zeh shekol maasav yilu shem shemayim katva Rambam yad chazaka. The Rambam writes in the yad chazaka v'chiyuva medina kamo dinei Shabbos. Just like we have to try and keep Hilchos Shabbos to the best of our ability, so too we have to keep simin reish laman alf shekol kavanasol yilu shem shemayim v'od katav sefer achinach to misha ochav v'nerna shelo l'shem shemayim. Someone who goes ahead and pigs out and eats has nothing to do with his avodas Hashem. Elo me'avos asa, because he loves himself. Over al mitzvahs asay v'al shel v'ahavta Hashem v'chol levavcha. You're over the mitzvahs asay of atat Hashem. V'zeh pashti dekra she'asur tiyena avos acheres chutz mi'avos Hashem. It's pashas lekra when it says you have to have avos Hashem. You have to the Hashem b'chol v'avcha. That's the only ava that we have. That's only any other ava that is not part and parcel of that avos Hashem is a negative that is takes us out of this mitzvah's assay of avos Hashem. And therefore, oh, what about all these other avas that we say we love this and we love that? So avos haTorah, avos Yisrael, v'avos Eretz Yisrael. That's all part and parcel of the Avos Hashem. And know what? The same thing. I've seen Moreno Rabbeinu in the Sichot also. The same thing. When we talk about we love our wife and we love our children, okay, family members, that also has to be part and parcel of our Avos Hashem. It's all part and parcel of us. It's not a separate thing. We love Hashem and then we love these other things. These are part and parcel. It has to be part of our Avodas Hashem. And that's the beauty over here. It's not different. It is all part inclusive over here. So if things in our life that we call, we love this and we love that, are not part and parcel, so we have to check ourselves to see, is this something that we want to include in our lives or not? If it is something that we can include in our Avodas Hashem, so therefore we want to take those in and make sure that we're doing him l'shem shemayim. That's what comes out over here. It says, I'm Berlacha Simon Alf. This Sefer HaChinuch is brought v'feirush in the Berlacha, in the first Berlacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Alf. You can look over there where it talks about the Sheish Mitzos Tmidios. Okay, therefore, going on over here. Now it goes through a couple of examples. Therefore, Shafil Dvarin Shel Rishus, Kigon Achila, V'Ashtia, V'Alicha, V'Yashiva, V'Akima, V'Atashmish, V'Asicha, V'Chol Tzorich Haigu V'Echa. All different types of things that we do. Okay, eating and drinking and walking and sitting and getting up and Tashmish and just speaking to our friends. V'Chol Tzorich Haigu, anything that we need for our bodies. Yekulam La'Avodas Barecha, all of them should be used for Avodas Hashem. Oledavra Gorim Avodasa, Shafila Yatzami V'Raif. Even if you're thirsty or hungry, if you go ahead and just in order to give pleasure to yourself, that's not praiseworthy. You should do it in order that I'm doing this in order for part and parcel of my Avodas Hashem. I need to eat in order to serve Hashem. I need to drink in order to serve Hashem. So much so. Says over here, Mishnah Brus, if cotton hay, he says, V'ra'iti l'anshe ma'isa. I've seen some very high level people, shekona ma'ich achila yom, before they would sit down for a meal, they would declare the following. Hineni rotze lechol v'lishto kishdei sheyeh bari v'chazak l'avod Hashem mishparach. I want to go ahead and eat and drink in order that my body should be strong to serve Hashem. That's why we eat, that's why we sleep. Okay, so that's a very interesting proclamation. Even if maybe we don't actually eat the exact amount we have. Okay, we eat a little bit more than we might have needed. But still, if that declaration itself is showing that that is really my purpose of going ahead and eating. V'chein afilu yishe b'sod yisharim v'lam of makam tzadikim v'leichad batzas tumimim. Okay, all these things, if I have a special group that I'm part and parcel of, okay, a special group, or I'm amongst tzadikim, I like to hang out with the tzadikim v'leich batzas tumimim. Okay, all these things seem to be great things, but once again, if you do high level things, I hang out with the tzadikim in order that my friend should say, oh, look at how great he is. So that's not doing it for a positive reason. That's not doing it l'shem shemayim. So even when you're doing necessarily good things, nevertheless, im hatzala nas atzmo, if you're doing it for your own hana, for your own betes, for your own kavod, la'ashim chatzav atavoso, ain't a mishuach, you have a taiva to hang out with highly people, say ain't a mishubach, alin kain also, l'shem shemayim, unless you do it, l'shem shemayim. V'chein b'shchiva, the same thing with tash shemita, with one's spouse, ain't sarach lomar shebizvan shiachol asok b'toru mitzos. I'm sorry, when he's going to sleep at night, you should not go ahead and sleep just for your own tonic. Even when you're so tired, we have to go to sleep. Okay? You're just doing it. Your whole kavanah is that I should get pleasure from my sleep. That's not the highest level. That's not the best thing. I'm going to sleep and I give my body a rest. Because I need it to be healthy. It's not healthy to get 2 hours of sleep. It's healthy to get a nice amount of sleep. Shaloti tarif daito, in order that I have my das, I could think straight in the morning. But Torah machas minyas hashena, that if I don't get enough sleep, then I'm not going to be able to think in Torah thoughts because of lacking of sleep. So that's not going to be serving Hashem. So just because I cut off more sleep does not mean that that's a positive thing. But if I'm adding sleep in order for for serving Hashem, then that's going to be a great thing, thing also. Same thing by Tashra Shemita. Afilu ba'ona amura b'torah, even when one is required to fill his ona. Im asla hashlim tavato. If he's doing it only for his own taivo, so then that's going to be a negative thing. Even if his kavana is that he could have children, that they will take, carry on the family tradition, or wherever it might be, okay, that still is not the highest level. Eli Yiskavin Shilu Banim Lavodas Baru, I may have Kavana that I in order to have children in order to serve Hashem. Oshit Kaim the Kaim Mitzvah's Ona Kadam Porechova, or he is Mikhaim his Mitzvah of Ona that he that each person has. V'chein b'sicha, even when one is speaking, the same thing. Afilu saper b'divrei chokhma tzarech shediyah kavanah sol avodas borah. His kavanah should be for avodas Hashem. Olu davra meili veivil avodas or something that's going to bring him to avodas Hashem. He's speaking to people in order to bring him closer to the borei olam. So Mr. Baruch says him sikad nchet v'kol shekein. Because you see, if you're talking in business, I'm doing business in order to support my family so they can learn Torah. So you don't have to go and steal. Even if he has so much money that he doesn't really have to work anymore, he's never going to come to stealing. Nevertheless, he still has a very good, good kavana, one line down. He wants to make more money so he can make more tzedakah. So if that's really his kavana, it's a difficult thing, it's a very, very hard to sign, but that's really his kavana, then that's a very positive thing. He can do more chesed, he can support more kolim, he can learn more and more on him. Whatever it might be, then that's going to be great. Or he could create businesses in order to give people, poor people a job, which is such a great level of tzedakah. All these things are going to be good. But if his kavana is that he can have more money, more vacations, and I can do more things for myself, so then that's going to be a davar maguna. That's going to be bad. The bottom line, as the machaber ends off over here, and this is what you should take home. Klolo shel davar, the bottom line rule is, a person has to be think about his ways, and to weigh out his actions. Bimazno sichlo, when the scale of his brain, but the scale of his own seichel. When you see something that's maybe not in your life yet, that you can't bring into your life, you should go ahead and grab it. You should grab onto it, and this is something that I want to bring into my life. Love, lo yoseo, if there's something that's going to take you away from your avodas Hashem, you should get rid of it and not be part of it. Umish no, I can't oved at Boro Tommy. That's someone who has a true oved Hashem. You want to know what's a true oved Hashem? Someone who measures out his ways and decides that things that are going to be good for me, those are the things I want to grab onto. Things that are going to be bad for me, those are things I don't want to have. But you have to always remember, very importantly, is to discuss these things with the Rebbe that knows you, to make sure that you don't take things too far over here. A person can get too extreme over here and go off the deep end a little bit if he doesn't have someone to speak with who knows him well, and to know that even though sometimes our kavanas are for the good, but if we don't know how to balance our thoughts and we don't know someone to talk to make sure that you're doing it in a healthy way, then you might lose yourself. So make sure that not to take Simon Reish Laman Aleph and completely lose yourself. It's a very, very, I think, important Simon to know, for that barometer, to know where we're trying to head to, where we want it to be. Even if we're not there yet, Be'ezrat Hashem, we should all be zoch to try and get there one day. And the last thing is, just the Ber Lach, this is the Ber Lach we saw earlier on in the year when we learned Simon Kuf Nun Hey and Kuf Nun Vav. We had an Arichas over there about Lachas of Mass and Mat. And this is the Ber Lach that talks about B'chol Derecha De'eu, whether one is allowed to take money from other people in order for him to sit and learn Torah all day long, or is it better for him to get a job and only have a little bit of time to learn. We discussed it at length over there. I don't want to get into it too much. He quotes over here the Chuvas Dvar Shmuel, who basically ends up saying is that it's Eslashem. If we don't have people who are setting themselves aside to just learn Torah, even though they're going to have to take tzedakah from the tzibur, then we would not have Talmid Chacham to lead us. We wouldn't have Dayanim. We wouldn't have all the leaders that we need in our generation. We need more people like this. The right people. Not the wrong people, the right people who are sitting and learning, and they would be allowed to take the way we discussed it in Kufnun Hei Kutuvan Akan for today.